Hello and welcome to everyone tuning in on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and wherever you may be watching on MILB TV, joining us for game one of 132 in the Bradenton Marauders Florida State League season. I'm Ben Picorni, the new voice of the Marauders, with you here tonight from Leacom Park. A crowd of around 1,500 to 2,000 expected to join us here tonight at the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates and our home of the Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders, after a disappointing end to last season in which they missed out on the playoffs by a half a game due to a rainout in Dunedin that has sparked and now continued into a rivalry in 2023, look to get back on the field. Third season for manager Jonathan Johnston at the helm of the Marauders ball club, and now taking this team here into 2023 looking to bounce back. The Marauders with the young 2022 first-round compensation draft pick Thomas Harrington on the getting the start tonight for the boys in black and gold, posted a 2.53 earned run average and 92.2 innings pitched at Campbell University, striking out 111, walking just 18 during that point in time. Opponents batting 204 against him. The Marauders defensively line up with Wyatt Hendry, a multi-year Marauder behind home plate. Alexander Mojica takes the duties at first base in his third season now in Bradenton. Jesus Castillo plays at second. Javier Rivas at shortstop. Jack Brannigan at third. Braylon Bishop in left. Tres Gonzalez back for another year in Bradenton starts in center. And Emmanuel Torero in right field for the Bradenton Marauders. DHing tonight for Bradenton is Davies Nadal. The batting order for the visiting Clearwater Threshers, who finished towards the bottom of the Florida State League in the 2022 campaign, line up with Justin Crawford leading off in center field, a 143 hitter last year in limited action for the Threshers. Brian Rincon bats second. He plays at short in his first game out of the complex. Caleb Ricketts catches and bats third, a 259 average for him in a handful of games last year for the Threshers. Gabriel Rinconis Jr. bats fourth, cleaning it up out of Florida Atlantic University. Hit 346 for the Owls, 19 home runs, 69 batted in, and a 451 on-base percentage, rated as one of the best top prospects in the Phillies organization. Chad Castillo follows behind him, batting fifth, playing first, a 233 hitter with the Threshers last season. Jordan Vyars bats sixth. He DHs tonight for Clearwater. Otto Kemp bats in the seventh spot. The undrafted free agent in 2022 plays at third. Cade Fergus bats eighth, plays in right, posted a 168 average with four home runs and 12 runs batted in 2022. Eric Brito rounds out the batting order for Clearwater, the second baseman, with a 228 average last year with the Threshers, 21 batted in, a 301 OBP, and a speed threat with 15 stolen bases on his campaign. Lineup cards being exchanged at home plate between Jonathan Johnston and the skipper for the Clearwater Threshers, Marty Malloy. Fans still filing into Leacom Park here on what is a beautiful Southwest Florida evening for baseball. Temperatures in the mid to high 80s, sunny skies, breeze blowing from center, or blowing out to center rather. Marauders' first ball game here at Leacom Park in 208 days. Just moments away here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and on MILB TV. Welcome back to Leecom Park. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders on the Bradenton Marauder Radio Network and MILB TV, wherever you might be tuning in from. Thomas Harrington and the Marauders have taken to the field for game one of 132. New look rules this year in the Florida State League, as is the same with Major League Baseball. First three games of every series going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be all automatic balls and strikes, or robot umpires, as they're less formally known as. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the closeout days of every six-game stand here in the Florida State League, going to be called by the umpire. Teams will get an unlimited number of challenges on pitches that they believe were either in or outside of the strike zone. But the one caveat to that rule, three incorrect challenges and your team loses their ability to challenge for the rest of the ball game. The pitcher, the catcher, and the batter, the only three players on the field that can challenge calls by the home plate umpire with the ABS challenge system. Challenges have to be made within 2 to 3 seconds of the pitch taking place. Players may not look for a signal from the dugout or look to any infielders if you are a pitcher or catcher to make the decision whether or not to challenge the call on the field. Signal made by tapping the top of your head before it'll be sent up for about a five-second review. Call will be made. Umpire will signal, change the count, and we'll get back to playing baseball. The Marauders and the Threshers last season squared off plenty of times in the West Division. Threshers were at the bottom of every offensive category, the bottom two, rather, of every offensive category in the Florida State League, apart from two. But a fresh season, 132 games, over 1,000 innings to be played between right now and the first week of September. Justin Crawford, the left-handed hitter, digs into the right-sided batting box. Center fielder listed as the number four prospect in the Phillies organization. First pitch of the season. Harrington misses with a fastball at 94 miles an hour. Up and away. Call the ball 1-0. First pitch tonight on the button at 6:35. Harrington working quickly out of the windup, the 1-0 home. Pitch called, the ball in the inner half of the plate. Hendry tried to slide it back inside the strike zone. Home plate umpire Shea Graham not biting in the count 2-0. Harrington with the rock step and the 2-0. Fastball slashed foul up and out of play. And out onto 9th Street, down the third baseline here in Bradenton for strike one. Harrington set, has the signs from Hendry. The 2-1 home. Fastball up and in. Taken, and the count moves 3-1. Yet to see an off-speed delivery from Harrington. The righty set. Hitter-friendly 3-1 offering on its way. Ground ball hit hard up the middle. Picked up at the belt high hop by Castillo. Throw on to first in time to retire Crawford for the first out. Solid contact made by Crawford. Just couldn't squeeze it in between Rivas and Castillo up the middle of the diamond for the Marauders. Brings in Brian Rincon. Shortstop hit 177 in the Complex League last year. First offering to him. Breaking ball from Harrington. The first one we've seen tonight misses upstairs in the count 1-0. Rincon, a Pittsburgh native himself, drafted in the 14th round last year. Takes a heater well outside, 2-0. Harrington goes to the rosin bag. Quickly steps back on the rubber. 5 seconds left on the pitch clock for the right-hander, and he comes home. Fastball misses just up and away, and the count moves quickly to 3-0. Harrington set out of the windup. Defense shifted slightly to the right side of the infield, the 3-0. Fastball from Harrington gets a delayed strike call, and the count 3-1 now. Three balls and a strike, one away in the top of the first, no score. Harrington's 3-1. Fastball in the outer half of the plate, gets the called strike two and the count full. Full count, two outs, one away in the top of the first, no score between the Threshers and Marauders on opening night. Harrington, the full count offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. Punch out number one of the season for Thomas Harrington in his first strikeout as a professional. Two down now in the top of the first inning brings up the three-spot man, Caleb Ricketts. Catcher with a 259 average last year in Clearwater. Three home runs, 10 batted in. First offering to him, takes a fastball way up and outside for ball one. Ricketts, the number 26 prospect in the Phillies organization. Harrington set the 1-0 out of the windup. Slash back to the backstop. Goes down as strike number one to even things up at one apiece. Harrington mixes a fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and changeup. So no shortage of pitches for the right-hander from Sanford, North Carolina to go to. His even offering. Breaking ball misses just low and away. Count 2-1. Ricketts, the left-handed batter, standing with his back foot all the way on the chalk line of the left-handed batter's box. The 2-1. Hard hit ground ball towards first. Mojica on the short hop. Harrington with a PFP. He covers first and receives the underhand toss in time for out number three. Three up, three down in the top of the first here from Lee-Com Park. The Threshers nothing, the Marauders nothing to score when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us at Lee-Com Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding... Marauders fans, join us at Lee-Com Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lee-Com Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us at Lee-Com Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to those of you watching on MILB TV and those listening on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Your voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny, with you here as we enter the home half of the first inning. The Marauders with Emmanuel Torero leading off game one of the season for him tonight. The Boca Chica Dominican Republic native hit 330 last year in the Complex League. Takes a massive cut at a first pitch fastball, 99 miles an hour. From the man we're going to talk about next, Alex McFarland. The righty starting for Clearwater. As he fires another fastball by him at 100 on the gun for strike two. McFarland, drafted in the fourth round in 2022. Number eight prospect in the organization. Line drive off the bat of Torero. Short hop to short. Thrown on to first. In time to get Torero for out number one. The shortstop Rincon with a heck of a throw onto the bag at first to retire the speedy leadoff man for Bradenton. Jack Brannigan, two-year Marauder, to the box now. Hit 211 in Bradenton last summer. Three home runs, 14 RBI. First offering to him from the fireballing McFarland. Fastball below the knees, and Brannigan gets ahead 1-0 in the count. The 1-0 with one away. Fastball misses low again, trying to pick it up into the strike zone was the catcher Ricketts, but the home plate umpire Shea Graham not biting. 2-0 the count. Hitter-friendly offering now to Brannigan. Takes a massive cut at a fastball in the outer half of the plate, comes up empty for strike one. Brannigan, Chicago, Illinois native out of the University of Notre Dame. Drafted in the early rounds of 2022, he waves and misses at a breaking ball for strike two to even up the count at two apiece. Two balls, two strikes, one away in the home first. Marauders and Threshers deadlocked at zero. Infield playing back towards the outfield grass for Clearwater. The 2-2. Brannigan watches a fastball miss low and away. And the full count now. Coming up shortly, the Notre Dame Fighting Irishman. The rock step and the payoff. Fastball misses low. Brannigan works the walk. And the first base runner of the season for the Marauders takes the 90-foot free pass down onto first. Javier Rivas in the three spot up now for Bradenton. The Petare, Venezuela native with a 265 average, five home runs and 29 batted in last year. In the Complex League, one away, Brannigan the runner on first for Bradenton. Double play depth up the middle. Rivas bounces one toward short, charging onto it is Rincon. He can't make the play. A dead hop off the grass behind the mound in the infield. Left Rincon with an empty glove as he was trying to charge onto that one and make the throw over to first. Couldn't get to it in time. And Rivas reaches with what I assume will be scored an infield single. And it is the first hit of the 2023 season for the Marauders. Javier Rivas puts men on first and second now for Tres Gonzalez. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket grad hit 325 last year with Bradenton. 12 runs batted in. Chance to get off the mark with a base hit here to bring Brannigan in. He takes a wild fastball, misses about 3 feet outside. Count 1-0. Working out of the stretch now is McFarland. Righty set at the belt. Unopposed leads for Brannigan and Rivas off the second and first base bags. As the 1-0 offering misses well outside. Two balls, no strikes to Gonzalez. Fans behind home plate letting their presence known to Alex McFarland, the Threshers righty. The 2-0. Gonzalez happy to watch a fastball ride the outer half of the plate for strike one. Two balls and a strike, one away. Marauders on first and second. 0-0 the score here in the bottom of the first on opening night in Bradenton. The 2-1. Fastball looked more like a sinker delivery. Misses down in the dirt. 3-1 the count now to Gonzalez. Hitter friendly to a dangerous bat. McFarland looks in, comes set. Branigan and Rivas lead off first and second. The 3-1. Misses low, ball four, and the bases are loaded for Bradenton. After a first batter ground out from Emmanuel Torero, Jack Branigan worked a walk, an infield single for Javier Rivas, and then a five-pitch walk for Tres Gonzalez. Loads the bases now for Wyatt Hendry. One out, a Marauder on every base. And the score tied at zero on opening night here on the Suncoast. McFarland set. Corners playing in for Clearwater. First pitch, Hendry takes a breaking ball outside, 1-0. The Lancaster, California native batting from the right side. About a foot off the inside chalk of the batter's box, the 1-0. Takes a wave and a miss at a high fastball, 98 miles an hour, up around the shoulders for strike one. One's across the board, 1-1, one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Bases loaded for Bradenton. Hendry awaits. Here's the 1-1. Takes a fastball, same location, this time a ball. 2-1, was able to lay off of the high heat. Neutral count to the Marauder catcher. McFarland set at the belt, 2-1, one away. The pitch on its way. Fastball at the knees on the outer half of the plate. Taken for strike two, and the count even at two apiece. McFarland looks in for the signs from his battery mate, Ricketts. The young fireballing righty set at the belt, working out of the stretch, the 2-2. Breaking ball laid off by Hendry. Gave about an eighth of a swing at it. Good work by Ricketts to corral the wild off-speed delivery, and the count runs full. Crowd starting to raise the energy level here at Lecom Park. Full count, one away, bases loaded for the Marauders. McFarland, the Clearwater right-hander, comes set at the belt. The 3-2 to Wyatt Hendry. Called! Strike three. Hendry goes down looking with the bases loaded for the second put away of the inning and a crucial punch out for Alex McFarland. Brings up Dave East Nadal for Bradenton. Nadal DHing tonight, hit 218 last year as a Marauder. Bases loaded, two away, McFarland trying to squeeze himself out of the jam. First pitch, Nadal takes a fastball away, 1-0. Fastball command seeming to be lacking here early on for McFarland. The righty set at the belt, 1-0, two away. Bases still loaded for Bradenton, the pitch. Davies takes a wild swing at a fastball just off the outside corner for strike one. McFarland looks in, count even at one apiece, two down in the bottom of the first. Marauders trying to avoid leaving him loaded. Nadal takes a breaking ball in the dirt, gets away from the catcher Ricketts momentarily, but barely gets off the dirt. Branigan probably wise on that one to hold up. Third base coach Gustavo Omania putting up the stop sign pretty quickly. Omania at third coaching for the Marauders tonight. Casey Harms on the first base side. Two balls and a strike. The count to Davies Nadal. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Fastball blown by the barrel for strike two. 2-2. Two out. The deuce is wild here with the bases loaded in the bottom of the first. Marauders trying to avoid leaving them jammed. Nadal called time. Stepped out, now working himself back into the left-handed batter's box. Back foot kissing up against the rear chalk line of that batter's box. About 6 inches off the plate. The 2-2 from McFarland. Fastball up around the shoulders, taken by Nadal for ball three, and the count full. With 132 games to play, getting treated to some drama early. Full count, two outs. Bases loaded in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game here in Bradenton. McFarland, the Clearwater righty, set at the belt. His payoff pitch in the home first. Misses low, ball four. Nadal works the walk, and Bradenton plates a runner off a full count pitch in the dirt to take an early 1-0 lead. RBI number one of the season goes to Dave Nadal, who works the six-pitch free pass. Brannigan scores, Rivas to third, Tres Gonzalez on second, and Nadal standing on first now for Alexander Mojica. Mojica from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Drives one deep to right field. Off the bat of Mojica. It will hang up in the ballpark, though. And Fergus makes a tedious catch to end the home half of the first inning. The Marauders, though, play one run on one hit. No errors. They strand them loaded. We head to the second inning at Lee Comm Park. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing to score when we return on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lee Comm Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders fans, join us at Lee Comm Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets.
Hello and welcome back to those of you tuning in on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and those watching at home on MILB TV. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you here as we enter the top half of the second inning. 4-5-6 due up for Clearwater in this frame. Marauders off to a 1-0 advantage. Thomas Harrington back for another inning of work. He struck out one and forced two ground outs in the first frame. Making his first professional start tonight, his first pitch of the second inning to Gabriel Rincones is taken for a called strike, 0-1 rather, to the Florida Atlantic grad. Harrington set, the rock step, and the 0-1 from the windup. Breaking ball very well located. Perhaps a cutter on the outer half of the plate with 94 miles an hour registering on the gun. Harrington trying to put him away on three pitches. The 0-2 misses in the dirt. Hendry scoops it up. And the count moves 1-2. Harrington in 92.2 innings last year for Campbell. Posted a 12-2 record. His 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, looped in there, called strike three. The second punch out of the night for Harrington and the first out in the top of the second inning. Brings up the five spot in Chad Castillo. First baseman tonight for Clearwater. Left-handed hitter, .233 average last year for the Threshers. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, skips just behind home plate in the dirt for ball one. Hendry, Marauders catcher, tosses that one aside. Harrington with a fresh baseball comes set, his 1-0 offering. Fastball burned by the barrel of Castillo, swinging a miss for strike one. Marauders infield shifted slightly to the first base side of the diamond. 1-1, one away the pitch. Fastball misses well below the knees for ball two. Those of you just joining us, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games of series in the Florida State League this year are going to be all automatic balls and strikes. Harrington's 2-1 home. skips in the dirt, misses inside as well, and the count 3-1. With the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games of every six-game stretch going to be challengeable games called by the home plate umpire, but teams with the ability to challenge the 3-1 from Harrington, a fastball groove down, route one taken for strike two, and the count now full. Bases empty for Clearwater, 3-2, one away, 1-0 lead for Bradenton Harrington, trying to retire his fifth straight. The pitch. Chopper towards first. Mojica backs up on it, makes a great play. Harrington fields his position, covers the bag, and receives the underhand toss for out number two. Tough play for Mojica, but one of those situations where it helps to be a right-handed first baseman, able to get back on the ball and play it naturally rather than having to turn his body to make the underhand toss to Harrington at first. Two away, Jordan Viers now into the batter's box, the DH for Clearwater. First pitch to the left-handed hitter, taken for strike one. For six men in the Clearwater batting lineup tonight, either a switch hitter or a left-handed hitter. Harrington's 0-1. This is just below the knees, the count even at one apiece. 1-1 with two away. Heavy shift to the first base side for the Marauders infielders. Pitch on its way. Tied up. Fires with that off-speed offering. Strike two called. And a beautiful one at that for Harrington. The young man in his first professional start comes set, trying to set down the first six men he's faced. The 1-2 pitch. This is just low and in. Hendry tried to yank that one back into the strike zone, but could not Bob Ross it for strike three, and the count even at two. Deuces wild to Viers. Harrington out of the windup. The righty rocks and brings the 2-2 home. Breaking ball misses up and away, and the count runs full 3-2. Viers stopped for a second, dropped his bat down. Didn't know if he thought that was his fourth ball of the at-bat. The payoff pitch in the top of the second. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Thomas Harrington, six up, six down with three punch-outs in the mix. We head to the home second. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing. The score when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world, both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology.
Hello and welcome back to everyone tuning in on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we enter the home half of the second inning. Jesus Castillo leading off for Bradenton. Squares to bunt, pulls back at a up-and-away fastball. Call the ball 1-0. Castillo from Coro, Venezuela, 352 hitter last year in the complex. Takes a 1-0 fastball at the letters for a called strike one. Rodgers plated one in the first off of three walks. As Castillo rips one through the right side in between first and second. A line drive, a leadoff single for the Marauders' eight-spot man. And Bradenton are cooking here in the home half of the second. Second hit surrendered by Alex McFarlane, the righty for Clearwater. Brings up the nine spot in Braylon Bishop, the Texarkana, Arkansas native, 220 hitter in the complex last year. One long ball and 12 RBI, settles into the left-handed batter's box. Corners playing in for Clearwater as Bishop fouls the first offering up and out of play for strike one. McFarlane keeping an eye on Castillo at first. He leads off the bag, held on there by Castillo from Clearwater. A Castillo versus Castillo matchup with the runner and fielder at first base right now as Bishop takes strike two. No balls and two strikes to the Marauder nine spot man. Jesus Castillo leads off first. McFarlane's 0-2 pitch. Cold strike three. Bishop goes down looking frozen for out number one. Second punch out of the night for McFarlane. Sends it back to the top of the Marauder batting lineup in Emmanuel Torero. Torero grounded out to second in the last inning. Castillo leads off first. Left-handed hitting Torero takes a wave and a miss at a breaking ball for strike one. McFarlane seems to have really honed in on his command here in this second frame, lacking with three walks back in the first. McFarlane set at the belt, the 0-1. Castillo takes off for second. Throw down is in time to get Castillo. Looked like the tag caught him just on the back foot. Seemed to be in shock at the call from the field umpire, Chad Westlake, but a nifty tag applied by Rincon for out number two. The 1-1 offering to Torero is taken for strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and the base is empty now after the caught stealing the pitch. Torero leans out of the way of an inside breaking ball, and the count even at two apiece now. Deuces wild, McFarlane back to the windup. Pitch on its way. Misses well outside with a breaking ball, and the count runs full to Torero. Brannigan waits on deck. He walked back in the first. The payoff pitch in the home second. Fastball misses way outside. Ball four, and for the fourth time in just 10 at-bats, the Marauders reach base via the free pass. Two-out walk brings Brannigan to the plate. He scored on the bases-loaded walk of Davies Nadal in the first inning. McFarlane back to the stretch with a man on. Leading off first is Torero. First offering with 2-0 to Brannigan. Takes a fastball up above the hands, 1-0 the count. Seems to be the consistent miss for the fastball of Alex McFarlane. Ready, set. The 1-0 with two away. Brannigan offers a half-hearted check swing at a pitch on the outer half. Called strike one. Seemed to rear his head back at the call, opts not to challenge, count even at 1-1 now. Conservative leadoff first for Torero. Pickoff throw towards that bag at first, and they're going to say they got him. Torero picked off at first to end the home half of the second inning, a caught stealing and a pickoff. In the same inning, gets Alex McFarlane out of the home second. We head to the third, Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing the score when we return on MILB-TV. And the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and MILB TV, Ben Pokorny, your voice of the Marauders, with you as we enter the top half of the third inning. 7-8-9, due up for Clearwater in the frame. Harrington has retired the first six threshers he's faced here in this one, punching out three and forcing a couple rollovers as well in his first professional start. Was a Golden Spikes Award semifinalist in college. Number 12 prospect in the Pirates organization. Otto Kemp leading off the frame, first pitch to him. Little fisted shot behind second, ranging back on it and unable to get there is Castillo. It falls between Gonzalez as well for the first hit of the night. First base runner as well for Clearwater. Kemp needed only one pitch to reach first. Brings up the eight spot in Cade Fergus, the right fielder. Batting .168, four long balls, and 12 RBI last year for the Threshers. Just the second righty Harrington's faced. Takes a fastball in the inner half for a called strike one. Double play depth up the middle. Second baseman Castillo shaded very closely to the bag at second. The 0-1. Breaking ball, wave, and a miss. Strike two. Harrington dominant with his breaking and off-speed stuff early in this start. Kemp leads off first. Did not steal a bag last year in Clearwater. Held on by Mojica. The 0-2 from Harrington. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Make it eight faced and four punch-outs for Thomas Harrington in his professional debut. The nine spot in Eric Brito up now. Second baseman hit .228 with a bomb and 21 batted in Clearwater last year. Speed threat, though, with 15 stolen bases. Harrington's first offering to the nine spot man. Breaking ball, well located outer half for strike one. Harrington looks in, takes a peek over his shoulder at Kemp on first. The 0-1 from the Marauder right-hander. Breaking ball, wave, and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Brito looked like he was trying to play a little cricket there. Ends up swinging and missing for strike two. No balls, two strikes, one away. Leading off first is Kemp. Marauders with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third. Harrington with a pickoff attempt to first. Diving back with plenty of time is Kemp. Mojica doesn't even bother to apply the tag to the base runner. Harrington quickly looking in for the sign from his battery mate, Wyatt Hendry. He comes set. The 0-2 pitch to Brito. Fouled off. Brito just catches a piece of the fastball and sends it towards the backstop netting. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. Crawford, the leadoff man, rather the one-spot hitter, waits on deck. The 0-2 again from Harrington to Eric Brito. Breaking ball popped up back towards the broadcast booth. It'll end up on the roof, and at some point, someone who's a lot braver than me will go pick that one off the roof. Count holds, no balls, two strikes. Fifth pitch of the at-bat upcoming here to Brito. Kemp with a sizable lead off the bag at first. Harrington fires home. Popped up. Right side and foul territory. Mojica and Hendry give chase, but it tails well foul, bouncing off the median of the concourse and into a fan's hand sitting in the covered seating area on the first base side. Three straight 0-2 offerings fouled off by Brito. Harrington looking to pick up his fifth punch out of the night. Righty set at the belt, looks in. No balls, two strikes. The offering again to Brito. Runner takes off. Fastball misses high. Hendry's throw down is in time. Score it 2-4 on the caught stealing. A great play by Hendry. Perfect pitch to get a runner stealing. High fastball. 1-2 the count. Harrington trying to end the inning. Breaking ball inside corner. Called strike three. Froze him like a DiGiorno pizza to end the top half of the third inning. We've played 2.5 at Lecom Park. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing the score when we return on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Marauders baseball on opening night with your voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny. 1-0 Bradenton the score as we kick off the home half of the third inning. Jack Brannigan leading off, goes 2-3-4 in the home third for Bradenton. Rivas and Gonzalez will follow behind the Notre Dame grad third baseman. McFarland back out for his third inning of work. His first pitch to Brannigan. Fastball blown by the barrel of Brannigan for strike one. Marauders picked up a run in the first off a bases loaded walk. McFarland with the 0-1 home. Brannigan takes off speed at the belt for strike two. McFarland with the 0-2. Brannigan rolls one over to third. Charging onto it is Kemp. He makes the pick play but has no throw. An infield single dug out by Jack Brannigan for his first hit of the 2023 campaign, and the Marauders with a leadoff man on in back-to-back innings. Javier Rivas, the shortstop, to the plate now. 1-for-1 tonight, singled in the first. Credited with the first hit of the season for Bradenton. Brannigan leads off first, about a two-step lead. As Rivas waves and misses at a first pitch fastball up around the letters for strike one. McFarland leans in, working out of the stretch now with a man on, set at the belt, his 0-1. Rivas takes, fastball misses well below the knees to even up the count. A ball and a strike to the Marauder shortstop. Shadows starting to creep around the outfield at Lecom Park. McFarland's 1-1 offering. Rivas waves and misses. Well-thrown breaking ball located low and away by McFarland for strike two. Looking in as McFarland took a peek at first. The 1-2. Rivas takes. Fastball misses inside. The count even at two apiece. Four walks already handed out by Alex McFarland in this one so far. He's set. The 2-2 even offering to Javier Rivas. Breaking ball rolled over towards third, bouncing well foul, and will do the 2-2 again here shortly. Solid turnout for opening night here in the Friendly City. First few rows on all sides filled up pretty well. The 2-2. Rivas takes breaking ball right down the heart of the plate. Well thrown. Freezes Rivas for strike three. and out number one. Third strikeout of the night for McFarland brings up the cleanup man for Bradenton and Tress Gonzalez. He walked on five pitches in the first inning, forced the bases loaded, and the eventual RBI walk with the bases loaded earned by Davies Nadal. Brannigan leads off first, one away. Pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball in the outer half, called for strike one. McFarland peers in, checks over the shoulder. Brannigan takes about three steps off the bag at first, the 0-1. Up above the hands, Gonzalez easily lays off the high offering for ball one to even things up at one apiece. McFarland looks in, checks Brannigan again. He leads off first. 1-1, one away, one on the pitch. Gonzalez watches an off-speed pitch on the outer half of the plate for called strike two, and he decides to challenge that one. The first challenge of the 2023 season saw Gonzalez tap the top of his head, and the call on the field confirmed strike two. Count one and two now to Gonzalez. After the failed challenge, Marauders will have two more tonight that they can get wrong. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gonzalez goes down at the back foot changeup. Back-to-back punch-outs for McFarland. Brings up Wyatt Hendry. He struck out in a full count back in the first inning. Brannigan, the runner on first, led off with an infield single here in the home third. First offering to Hendry. He scoots the hips out of the way of an inside fastball. Count 1-0. Missed well off the plate. Brannigan with only about a step and a half lead off first, now extends it out, the 1-0. Hendry watches a breaking ball. Up and in, called strike one. Hendry shakes his head at it, but might be a little challenge shy after the failed attempt by Gonzalez the previous at bat. 1-1, two away, 1-0 lead for Bradenton here in the home third. Hendry watches an off-speed pitch, miss way outside for ball two. Two balls, one strike, two outs. One man on for Bradenton. Pitch to Hendry, twisted up by an inside fastball. Might have caught a piece of it with the bat, goes down as strike number two regardless. 2-2, two out, deuces wild to Hendry. California native in the right-handed batter's box. Righty-righty matchup set at the belt is McFarland. His 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hit hard towards short. Easily playable, though, for Rincon. He makes the underhand shovel pass on to second to end the inning. Marauders pick up a hit but leave a man on with no runs pushed across in the bottom half of the third. We're through three in Bradenton. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing. The score when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Marauders Baseball with your voice of the Marauders here. Ben Picorni on opening night 2023. We enter the top of the fourth. 1-0 lead for Bradenton. Thomas Harrington starting his fourth inning of work has allowed just one hit and struck out five just far. First pitch twisted up by the back foot. Breaking ball is Justin Crawford. Strike one and an ugly swing at that from Crawford. Way over top of the deuce. The 0-1. Well thrown fastball in the outer half. Slashed up and into the netting for strike two. Crawford 0-1 tonight. Grounded out back in the first. Harrington set. Hunting punch out number six of the night. The 0-2 home. Hard hit line drive. Base hit in the left field. Crawford does a great job of going the other way. With a pitch on the outer half, and the number four prospect in the Phillies organization leads off the visiting fourth with a base hit. Just the second knock of the night surrendered by Harrington. Brings in Brian Rincon. Shortstop 0-1 tonight was punched out in the first. Crawford leads off first, held on by Mojica. First pitch fastball from Harrington misses about a foot outside for ball one. Wind still blowing steadily out to center field. Harrington set in the stretch. The 1-0 from the Marauder righty. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Diving back in time with a late tag applied by Mojica's Justin Crawford. Still a ball and no strikes to Rincon. Nobody out in the visiting fourth for Clearwater. Bradenton with a 1-0 advantage. Ball of no strikes. Harrington comes home. Runner takes off. Pitch driven deep to right field. But it's going to hang up. Ranging over to it is Terrero. He makes the play. Chance to double the runner off. Throw bobbled by Mojica at first. He couldn't pick it up on the one hop. And back in time is Justin Crawford. Nearly the rare 9-3 double play pulled off there by Bradenton. Crawford very lucky to make it back in time. Mojica is used to making that first baseman's pick on a ball bouncing towards him, but probably not staring into the right field corner. Brings up Caleb Ricketts, 0-1, grounded out to first back in the first inning. Marauders infield shifted heavily, and they're going to appeal, and he's called out. They're going to say that Crawford did not retouch second base when he went around to go back to first after the play was made in right field. A successful appeal by the Marauders infielders. Somebody was watching very closely, and it will go down as a double play. A lapse by Crawford missed the bag at second. Now two outs with the first offering to Ricketts, taken at the knees, a breaking ball for strike one. Bags empty after the appeal out at second. 0-1 pitch. Half-hearted swing fouled off by Ricketts for strike two. Harrington, the Marauder righty, strike away from ending this inning in a very roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. The 0-2 home from Harrington. Breaking ball misses well upstairs. Slipped out of the hand for ball one. Ball and two strikes, bags empty. Harrington trying to close out his fourth straight scoreless inning. The 1-2 home. Fouled off the foot of Ricketts. Just caught a piece of it off the end of the bat. And the count will hold at a ball and two strikes. Fresh set of baseballs for our home plate umpire, Shea Graham. Deposits those in the holster off the right hip. Signals for the pitch clock to get rolling. Harrington was set well before the clock got going. His 1-2 line drive hit towards second. Jumping after it was Castillo, but could not make a play on it. A two-out single for Caleb Ricketts keeps the inning alive for Clearwater. The third hit of the night surrendered by Harrington. Brings up Gabriel Rinconas Jr. Struck out looking in the second inning. First pitch to him. Harrington gives him one right down the middle. Taken for strike one. Good get-ahead fastball from the Marauder righty. He's set. Sizable lead at first for Ricketts. The 0-1 home. Swing and a miss. Looks like a changeup got him for strike two. No balls, two strikes to Rinconas. Ricketts the runner on first. Two away here in the top of the fourth inning. Harrington trying to send it to the home half. He's set. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Make it six punch outs in four innings of work for Thomas Harrington in his professional debut. We're through 3.5 at Lecom Park. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing. The score will be right back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, pick out your best Hawaiian shirt and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, April 22nd for Margaritaville Night presented by Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. With the purchase of a special promo ticket, fans will also receive a free Marauders Hawaiian shirt. Your Marauders will take to the field in special Margaritaville jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Get your tickets for Margaritaville Night now at BradentonMarauders.com. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at Bradenton Marauders.
Marauders fans, pick out your best Hawaiian shirt and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, April 20th.
Marauders fans, mark your calendar.
Back here on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network, I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni, as we enter the home half of the fourth inning here at Lecom Park. Bradenton leading thanks to a bases-loaded walk earned by Davey Snedall back in the first inning, and he heads to the plate for his second appearance of the night. The Dominican Republic native steps into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch to him. Taken upstairs. Ball one from the new arm into the game for Clearwater. As we close the book on Alex McFarland, as Nadal feints a bunt. Pulls back. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes to Nadal. Drives one to right field. That'll hang up, though. Charging in on it is the right fielder Fergus. He makes a shoulder-high catch for out number one. Brings up Alexander Mojica, Marauder first baseman, 0 for 1 tonight. Flied out to right back in the first inning. 167 hitter last season for Bradenton. First offering to him. Takes a breaking ball up and away, 1-0. Pitch missed by a hair on the high and outside corner. Next offering, Mojica takes a fastball at the belt. Strike one and the count even at one apiece. Even offering, Mojica takes. Breaking ball up above the hands. 2-1 the count. Mojica, a member of the 2021 League Championship squad for the Marauders. As his 2-1 pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt, 3-1 now. Joined by a special guest in the booth now, Marty the Marauder, here on opening night. The 3-1 to Mojica, misses well inside in the dirt. Marty loves it, Mojica loves it, and he will take the 90-foot free pass down to first. The Marauders with a man on and one away for Jesus Castillo. Opening night, Marty. Special feeling when you woke up this morning? Oh, yeah. Good crowd. Can't beat it. Perfect Florida night for baseball. Castillo at the plate. 1-for-1 in the ballgame. Singled in the second inning. First offering to him. Fastball way inside. That one caught a piece of the Evo shield. He'll wear it on down to first. And men on first and second now after the hit by pitch. You ever been hit by a pitch, Marty? Not good. Not good. Brings up Braylon Bishop in the nine spot. Struck out looking on three straight offerings his last time at the plate. Wilkinson, the lefty, into the game. Got caught up. Couldn't introduce him during the walk and then hit by pitch. He's set at the belt. He checks Mojica on second. Showing bunt is Bishop. He pulls back in time for ball one. Wind still blowing out to right center field. Mojica and Castillo, the base runners. Marauders trying to add on to their one-run advantage here on opening night. Offering to Bishop. Takes outside again. Breaking ball just misses 2-0. Mojica leads off second. Castillo on first. Neither of them being held on. Infield shifted slightly to the first base side, a little deeper. Bishop takes another breaking ball way outside, 3-0. Pitching was a problem for this Clearwater team last year. Seventh in the league in whip. And sixth in walks allowed. 3-0. Bishop takes outer half fastball for strike one. Still a hitter-friendly count. Thank you for everyone tuning in here on opening night. Voice of the Marauders, Ben Pecorino with Marty the Marauder. Marauders mascot sitting alongside me up here for a bit. The 3-1 to Bishop with two men on in the home fourth for Bradenton. Ball four, bases loaded for the Marauders. Second walk of the inning handed out by Wilkinson. And that'll flip it back to the top of the lineup and then Manuel Torero for Bradenton. Torero 0-for-1. Grounded out in the first, walked in the second, was picked off of first his last time he reached base. Wilkinson, the lefty, came in for relief of McFarland, now finds himself in the same trouble that the starter for Clearwater did. Bases loaded, less than two outs. First pitch taken low, 1-0 the count to Torero. Torero, a capable bat. 330 average, 446 on base percentage last year in the Florida Complex League. Ball and no strikes the pitch. Misses low, 2-0. Consistently missing low and away with that breaking ball is Wilkinson. The Scotch Plains, New Jersey native, undrafted free agent in July of 2022, trying to fight himself out of a jam. Misses outside again, and the catcher will challenge the first defensive challenge of the 2023 season. Ricketts taps the top of his head, challenging the call on the field. Call the ball. Call on the field is confirmed. And the pitch on its way. Fastball right down Route 1, taking all the way was Torero. Bases full of Marauders. Hitter-friendly count. One out in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch down the middle for strike two. Marauders looking to add on to their 1-0 advantage. Bishop on first. Castillo on second. Mojica the runner on third. The pitch to Torero. Fouled off. Driven out onto 9th Street. And the count holds. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat to Torero coming up. Wilkinson looks in, comes set. The southpaw's second full count pitch. Misses low for ball 4, and the Marauders, for the second time tonight, will score a run on a bases-loaded walk. The fans love it. Marty the Marauder loves it. And Bradenton have doubled their lead here. Got Marty dancing up here. Got Jack Brannigan coming to the plate as we pause with a mound visit here. Matt Hockenberry, the pitching coach, headed out to the bump to talk to Wilkinson. What's not to love about opening night? Marauders leading 2-0. Marty the Marauder alongside me in the booth, sporting some fantastic dance moves, Marty. Looks like the powwow on the mound concluding here with Hockenberry and his lefty Wilkinson. Both Marauders' RBI collected on the night have come with bases loaded walks. Brings up Jack Brannigan. Brannigan 1-for-1 tonight, a base hit and a walk. Has also come across to score a run. First pitch to him. Breaking ball misses inside the back foot. Deuce just dances around the inside corner, 1-0. Bases full of Marauders. Corners in for Clearwater. Time called. And our home plate umpire, Shea Graham, going to head out to talk to his umpiring partner, Chad Westlake. For those of you watching at home, the scoreboard out here at Lecom Park, the big video board in center field. So the umpires there, I think, just communicating about how many outs there were in the inning. So one guy holding up two, one guy holding up one. It is one away with the bases loaded for Bradenton. As Brannigan takes the 1-0 breaking ball at the knees for strike one, count even. Brannigan in his second season in Bradenton. The 1-1 pitch to him. Breaking ball ripped down the left field line, tailing foul off the netting for strike two. Loud, long, but not in between the lines. That would have surely plated two, maybe cleared the bases if that touched down in fair territory. Ball and two strikes now to Brannigan. Marauders have picked up one in the inning off a bases loaded walk. 2-0 the score. Chance for the Marauder third baseman to add on a few more. The 1-2 pitch to him from Wilkinson. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Strike three and out number two. Brannigan retired for the first time tonight. Two away in the frame now. Brings up the three spot man, Javier Rivas. Singled in the first, struck out looking in the third. Chance to pick up RBI. 1, 2, 3, heck, maybe even four right here. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count. 2-0 Bradenton the score here on night one of what will be 132 games and hopefully a postseason run. Rivas takes fastball above the belt, called for strike one. Javier looks down towards Gustavo Omana at third, digs right back in. 1-1, bases full of Marauders. Two away in the home fourth. Pitch from Wilkinson. Fastball upstairs. That's going to get to the backstop. Coming home to score. Standing up is Castillo. A wild pitch plates the second run of the inning, and it's 3-0 Bradenton. A high fastball from Wilkinson went in and out of the glove of the catcher, Ricketts. He jumped up to try and snare it. Just barely got the top of the glove on it. Ends up all the way at the backstop, and it's 3-0 Bradenton. 2-1 the count to Rivas. Now still a chance to pick up two RBI with a base hit. Men on second and third. Rivas rips one to left center field, driving towards the left fielder, Rincones, who makes the play to end the inning. The Marauders, though, pick up a pair of runs on zero hits, no errors, and two men stranded. We've played four at Lecom Park. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing to score. We'll be right back on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauder Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauder Radio Network. Ben Pokorny, your voice of the Marauders, with you here as we enter the top half of the fifth inning. Harrington, the Marauder righty, starting his fifth inning of work. Has allowed just 3 hits while striking out 6 in his professional debut. 5-6-7 for Clearwater in the inning. Castillo 0-for-1 in the batter's box. First offering to him. Breaking ball, slash foul, and out of play for strike one. Souvenir for anyone hanging out on 9th Street down the third base side in Bradenton. Beautiful cotton candy skies in the backdrop here at Lecom tonight. As Castillo flips one into right center field, that one's going to touch down. A leadoff single for the third straight inning for Clearwater. Castillo moves to 1-for-2 on the day and brings up Jordan Viers. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout, went down in a full count in the second inning. Top of the fifth, 3-0 Bradenton the score, one on, nobody out. Harrington's first pitch to Viers, rollover grounder towards first. Mojica makes the play, throw to second in time. No chance for the double play though. Nifty work by Mojica. Seemed like Castillo, the runner on first for Clearwater, wasn't really giving it all he had. And Mojica kind of caught him napping on what was an in-betweener ball wedged between the pitcher's mound and first base. Mojica made a great backhand belt-high hop catch to make the quick turn and throw, almost that second baseman-like action throw on to second from the big first baseman for Bradenton. One away now in the first offering to Otto Kemp is taken for strike one. Fires on first after the fielder's choice. Harrington set at the belt. The righty's 0-1 offering with one away in the top of the fifth. Breaking ball, misses just low and in. Hendry, the catcher, held it there for a good while, giving Shea Graham, the home plate umpire, plenty of time to think about his call. Harrington set at the belt, looks in, even offering with one away from the righty. Fastball just below the knees, gets the call for strike two. Hendry with that great low to high motion when going to meet the ball behind home plate. Caught the fastball right at the knees of Kemp. Harrington out of the stretch, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Make it 7 Ks in the professional debut for Thomas Harrington, and there's 2 down in the top of the fifth inning. For any Pittsburgh Pirate fans tuning in, you're getting a look at a guy that is a future potential starter for the Buccos up in Pittsburgh. As his first offering to Cade Fergus is driven deep to left center field, but under it is Tres Gonzalez to make the play and end the inning. Third inning in a row with a leadoff single for the Clearwater, but the fifth inning in a row of scoreless baseball on the mound for Thomas Harrington. Halfway through this one at Lecom Park, Bradenton 3, Clearwater nothing the score. We'll be right back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecom Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pokorny, your voice of the Marauders, with you here tonight in beautiful Bradenton, Florida at Leecom Park, made even better with a 3-0 Marauders lead as we head into the bottom half of the fifth inning here. Bradenton picked up a run in the first, a pair in the fourth, and we start with Tres Gonzalez in the four spot here in the home fifth. Gonzalez 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout thus far. First offering to Gonzalez here. A fastball way upstairs, 1-0 the count. Gene Cabrera, the new arm on the mound for Clearwater. His 1-0 fastball's taken for a called strike in the count. Even Cabrera from Maracay in Venezuela. International free agent signing in July of 2019. His 1-1 pitch misses. 2 balls and a strike now, the count to Gonzalez. Marauders center fielder and cleanup man. Half-hearted check swing at the 2-1 pitch. Appeal down to first. Chad Westlake says no, and the count 3-1 now. Gonzalez in the batter's box, the 3-1 to him. Fastball up and away corner, called strike two, and the count full. 4-5-6 with Hendry waiting on deck for Bradenton. 3-0 Marauders the score. The full count pitch to the leadoff man in the home fifth. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez goes down with a big wave out and outer half fastball for his second time going down on strikes tonight. One away in the home fifth. Wyatt Hendry to the plate. Hendry has struck out and rolled into a fielder's choice ground out that ended the third inning. 0-for-2 in the ballgame. First pitch to him from Cabrera, driven back to the mound. Ball knocks Cabrera's glove off, but he picks it up with his bare hand and makes the underhand toss to first. That's almost the reverse John Lester play. A hard hit ground ball doesn't stay in the glove. Glove falls off, picks up the ball with his glove hand, but without the glove on it, and makes the underhand flip to first with his pitching arm. Two down in the inning after a bizarre 1-3 ground out. Davies Nadal, the batter, took an outer half pitch, count 1-0. Takes a big cut and a miss at a 1-0 fastball for strike one count. Even Nadal, 0-for-1 tonight with an RBI, gave the Marauders the lead when he worked a bases loaded walk back in the first inning. Even offering to Nadal. Fastball grounded hard towards the right side, running to his left and scooping it up is Brito. Sidearm toss onto first in time to retire Nadal and end the fifth. Marauders set down an order in the home fifth. No runs, hits, errors, or men left on. More than halfway through the game here tonight at Leecom Park. Bradenton 3, Clearwater nothing. The score. We'll be right back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BrainsMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back, Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pecorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you here as we enter the top of the sixth inning. 3-0 lead for the hometown Bradenton boys as Owen Kellington fires his first offering of the inning, closing the book on the starter Thomas Harrington in his professional debut as Kellington's 1-0 pitch misses low and away to Brito, the 9-spot man, 2-0 the count now. More on Kellington in a second as he rocks and brings the 2-0 home. Fastball in the inner half. Rather call the ball, and it's 3-0 now to Brito. Thomas Harrington, how about a professional debut he had? The 3-0 pitch. Fastball low and away gets the corner for strike one. Harrington, five innings pitched. Surrendered just four hits, no runs, no earned runs. Did not walk a single man and punched out seven of the 17 men he faced. Kellington's 2-1 popped up in the infield. Back on it is Castillo, and he dances around before making the play for out number one. More on Kellington now, the new Marauder right-hander into the game. Kellington in 2022 spent time in the Florida Complex League, tossed 10 innings with an 11.7 ERA. Punching out 15 during that time. First offering the at-bat. Grounded up the middle. Tough play for Rivas, the shortstop. Moving to his left. Scoops it up off the grass and makes a sidearm toss to retire Justin Crawford for out number two. Anyone listening at home, my first time broadcasting a game with a pitch clock, as many of these guys, first time playing with a pitch clock. I think when you're watching the game, it's Kellington's first fastball too. Rincon misses up and away. It's hard to grasp truly how much quicker this game moves. The 1-0 from Kellington is sliced down the left field line, tailing foul and off the netting, out of play for strike one. Sat and watched plenty of Pirates spring training games this season. For one reason or another, felt like a normal ball game. Just sitting there, nine innings of baseball, around 2:45 to 3 hours. But when you're into the game, when you're a part of every pitch, it moves so much faster than in recent years, for sure. Kellington bounces a breaking ball in there, 2-1 the count. Right-hander working out of the stretch, hands firmly placed at the belt buckle. He rocks now, the 2-1 fastball popped up. Left side of the infield, Brannigan under it. Calling it, dancing to his left and making the catch for the third out. Three up, three down in the top of the sixth for Clearwater. Owen Kellington sends us to the home half of the sixth. Bradenton 3, Clearwater nothing. The score when we return on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket, with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BrainsMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Voice of the Marauders, Ben Pecorni, joining you here for the home sixth alongside general manager of the Marauders, Craig Warzeka. Craig, or should I call you James Bond tonight with the tuxedo on for opening night?
Oh, yeah.
As Alexander Mojica fouls one off to make the count 1-0. So how many opening days does this make it for you with the Marauders, Craig?
Oh, boy. 2016 was my first one. We did not have one in 2020, so that throws me off. Seven-ish.
7 years of opening days at Lecom Park. Mojica in the batter's box, 1-1 the count to him.
This is the first time we're doing the whole suit and dress thing, though.
Mojica flips a fly ball out to right field. Under it is Fergus. He makes a shoulder-high catch for out number one. I was going to say before the fly out, but another guy who's experiencing his third year, longtime Marauder, Alexander Mojica. He's here for the championship in 2021.
Absolutely.
You got your ring on tonight,
ring
of course.
On. Special occasions. Figured, break it out. It's not too often, but every once in a while.
I think you just start wearing it to Publix.
I don't know. It's a little much.
Jesus Castillo lays down a beautiful bunt on the left side. He's racing to first, throw it not in time and down the right field line. It gets away. Castillo with a head first dive into second. He's in there safely. See if that'll go down as an error, a single regardless. A beautiful bunt laid down by Jesus Castillo on the left side of the infield. If it is a base hit, it's his second of the night. He's reached now an all three plate appearances this evening. I think I'm giving him a base hit there, Craig.
There you go.
Well-placed bunt. Throw good. Was low, not in time. Now, was that your style of baseball back when you were a star in your day, Craig? Were you a lay it down and beat it out down the line type of guy?
No, my speed wasn't quite there.
Braylon Bishop into the batter's box for the Marauders. 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout tonight. He slashes a breaking ball back to the backstop for strike one. Braylon Bishop making his first start out of the complex tonight. 15 seconds left on the pitch clock. Leading off unopposed from second is Castillo. Stole 9 bags last year in the FCL. 0-1 to the left-handed batting Bishop. Check swing, ground ball, left side. Backhand pick by Kemp. Throw to first in time for out number two. Half swing from Bishop. Almost froze when he put that one in play, Craig. Nearly for a second thought that was going to squeeze in between the third baseman and shortstop.
Yeah, close.
Ground out brings up the second out of the inning. Brings us back to the top of the order for Bradenton. And Manuel Torero. He's 0-for-1, a pair of walks and an RBI tonight. Grounded out in the first, the only time he hasn't reached base this evening. Castillo still on second. Back foot breaking ball, low and in. Torero pointing to his foot, saying it hit him. Thought I heard a noise. I'll always trust the guy that's a foot away rather than me three stories up and about 50 feet off the plate. A ball nonetheless, 1-0 to Torero. Lights taking effect here at Lecom Park, bottom of the sixth. Runner on second, two outs, and feinting a pickoff throw to second is the righty Cabrera. Now, what for you, Craig, has to be the most memorable game you've seen played here at Lincoln Park?
That's a good question. I would say probably 2016 when we won the championship at home that year. That was my first year here, so winning the championship at home, that was a really cool one. But there's been many over the years.
Fastball to Terrero was in there for a strike. 1-1 the count with two away. Marauders trying to add on to their 3-0 lead here. As Terrero takes one low and in, 2-1. Now this is not the most, I should say Pirate Spring Training, not the most recent action to take place on this diamond. Craig Warzeka was out there scooping up base hits and taking a few swings during season ticket holder batting practice.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I was very sore for about 2 days, except 72 hours.
Terrero fouls off the 2-1 offering for strike two. 2-2, two out, runner on second in the bottom of the sixth. The deuce is wild to Terrero. Cabrera trying to work his second scoreless inning on the bump for Clearwater. Castillo unopposed, lead off the bag at second. 2-2, two away. Cabrera at the belt, the offering to Terrero. Swing and a foul ball. No, that one's going to be in play. Thought it caught off his foot. Cabrera scoops up the ground ball, makes a one-foot toss to the bag at first, fist pumping his chest and yelling after ending the inning there. Regardless of how excited he is, Marauders fans more excited, because as we head to the seventh inning, Bradenton 3, Clearwater nothing the score. We'll be right back on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network with Craig Warzeka in a few moments.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Stay away from the dark side of the force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved...
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, joined by GM of the Marauders, Craig Warzeka, as we go to the top of the seventh here. 3-0 Marauders a score. Dream opening night so far for Bradenton. Saw Thomas Harrington, the number 12 prospect in the Pirates organization, punch out 7 of the 17 men he faced. No runs.
Not a bad
and
5
innings
debut.
Pitched. Yeah, I'd say if you're a Bucco fan up in Pittsburgh, should get excited. Haven't checked the Pirates score in a minute, but saw they were winning 12-7 in quite the shootout up at PNC Park on a blackout night. At the request of Andrew McCutchen.
Pretty cool. Be nice to get 2 home wins for the home openers.
Double up, single A, and at the big leagues. Kellington misses upstairs with a fastball to Ricketts. Ricketts, the catcher for Clearwater, 1-for-2 tonight. No action in the Marauder bullpen at the moment. Different story for Clearwater, though. As Kellington grooves in a breaking ball, strike two. Good crowd on hand tonight.
Yeah, nice crowd.
You're in the tux.
We got the tux. We got the red carpet.
Ground ball hit hard towards Mojica. Short hop pick made, and he steps on the bag at first for out number one. That's a guy who knows how this grass and infield's going to play. If he's that confident to pick a ball out on the side like that, a rocket off the bat of Ricketts for out number one.
Yeah, it's been a fun opening night so far, so look forward to keeping it going tomorrow. Should have another good crowd tomorrow night for some fireworks and some Easter festivities.
Gabriel Rinconas at the plate. 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. Trying to avoid the hat trick in his debut here tonight with Clearwater. Swing and a miss. Looked like he was pulling out the 7-iron for that one. Low to high swing for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Kellington hunting his first punch out of his outing. And the second put away of the inning. The 0-2 fouled off. Just staying alive on that one is Rinconas. Now, Craig, obviously people think general manager in Major League Baseball, signing players, making deals. What's something about your job as a single-A general manager that some people might not know is just that day-to-day grind that you take part in?
Yeah, I think it's just there's a lot of different kind of facets or layers to the job, kind of bouncing around, different, being involved in a lot of different things on a daily basis. But like you said, it's mostly the business side, operations.
You're in the ticket office, had you helping me with some media stuff.
Yeah.
Doing it all now, you're on the broadcast.
It's fun. It's no 2 days are the same.
What would you say is the most rewarding part of being the general manager for the Marauders?
Definitely the game day experience, even today, just having the fans walk in and talking with them and building the relationships with them over the years, and especially having kids, you know, creating memorable experiences for them is really cool. And then a lot of the work that we do out in the community as well, a lot of volunteering and things like that is really rewarding, and it's a fun aspect to the job. So.
And having fun here tonight after that strikeout that we had. Now a ground ball up the middle, fielded by Rivas. Step throw in time to end the inning. 6-3 on the putout. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings on the mound for Owen Kellington. Marauders general manager Craig Warzeka. Craig, thanks for joining me for an inning up here on the broadcast. It's stretch time at Lecom Park. Bradenton 3, Clearwater nothing to score when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the home half of the seventh on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network and on MILB-TV. Voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni with you here on a lovely evening for baseball in Southwest Florida, made better by the fact the Marauders find themselves up 3-0 here on opening night. Jack Brannigan leading off the home seventh for Bradenton. First pitch to him from Gene Cabrera, starting his third inning of work on the mound now. Has surrendered a hit and struck out one. 1-0 offering to Brannigan, a fastball low and away, taken, and a count even at one apiece. Brannigan, 1-for-2 tonight, a single, has struck out in his most recent at-bat, and walked and scored a run back in the first inning. The 1-1. Brannigan drives a breaking ball to right field. That one's going to die down in front of the right fielder, Fergus. Hit number 2 of the night for Jack Brannigan. He leads off the home seventh with a hard hit line drive, a great piece of hitting from Brannigan. Took what he was given. A breaking ball in the outer half. He says, okay, I'm going to get the barrel out there, extend my arms, and just try to flip it over the second baseman. And exactly what he did there, the mark of a great hitter. Javier Rivas up now in the right-handed batter's box. 1-for-3 tonight, a single, a strikeout, and a hard hit line drive out to left. He fights one off the hands, fouling out of play for strike one. Cabrera looks in, comes set at the belt. Brannigan takes 2 or 3 steps off the bag at first. The 0-1 pitch. Rivas takes fastball. Outer half at the belt for strike two, and he's going to challenge it. And after the challenge, strike upheld. Marauders lose their second challenge of the evening. Tres Gonzalez, the other one to use a challenge. As Rivas takes an 0-2 breaking ball well outside, diving to his right was Ricketts to corral that one. A ball and two strikes. Cabrera looks in, shakes off a few signs from Ricketts, now comes set at the belt. A ball and two strikes, pitch on its way. Rivas thought about offering it a breaking ball. Check swing held up on appeal, ball two. Cabrera looking in. Got ahead 0-2, back-to-back breaking balls away. Evened up the count. Rivas swings and misses, though. Had a pitch on the inner half for strike three. And out number one of this home seventh. Second strikeout of the night for Gene Cabrera. Has really steadied the ship for the Threshers. First two pitchers, McFarlane and Wilkinson, combined for 7 walks and a hit by pitch. First offering to the next man up, Tres Gonzalez, taken for strike one. Tres 0-for-2 tonight. Has struck out twice and walked all the way back in the first inning. Brannigan leads off first pickoff attempt there. He's back without a dive, no tag applied. One of two disengagements allowed to pitchers. Whether that's a pickoff throw, stepping off the mound, you're allowed 2 per at bat. Cabrera fires. Brannigan takes off, pitches fouled back to the netting just above the Clearwater dugout for strike two. If you're first time listening or tuning into a Marauders game, Bradenton occupying the first base dugout. The visiting team taking the third base side here at Lecom Park. The biggest dugouts in all of minor league baseball are going to be found here in the Florida State League, with the extended sizes used for spring training, with 40-some-odd players in the dugout. 2-2 pitch grounded to the left side. Diving after it is Kemp. He can't get there. A seeing eye single will go down as the first hit of the night and the first hit of the season for Tres Gonzalez. Marauders cooking with 2 men on now here in the home seventh. Pitch up around the letters. Gonzalez just threw his hands at it. Good 2-strike defensive swing. Forced it past Kemp, who was even shifted towards the second base bag. And the ball somehow finding a hole between the shortstop Rincon and the diving Kemp. Hendry at the plate now, 0-for-3 tonight. Has grounded out, hit into a fielder's choice, and struck out. First pitch, he fouls a heater back to the backstop for strike one. Right-hander leans in, now comes set, hands at the belt buckle, checks Brannigan, who leads off second without a man on, as Hendry takes a pitch up around the belt for strike one. Strike two, rather, excuse me. Hendry kind of cocked his head to the side. Didn't like the call, perhaps. 0-2 count, one away, two on. Cabrera checks Brannigan. The 0-2 pitch to Wyatt Hendry on its way. Fastball overthrown, bounces in the dirt for ball one. Cabrera back on the rubber. Fresh baseball after the one that skipped into the plate. Ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera set with 5 on the clock. Checks Brannigan. The pitch. Hendry fights it foul back over the netting behind the home plate, Aaron, down onto the concourse. He'll stay alive. We'll do the 1-2 pitch again here shortly. Brannigan, the runner on second for Bradenton. Tress Gonzalez in first. Both have reached on singles here in the home seventh. Ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch for the second time in this at-bat to Wyatt Hendry. Ground ball back to the mound. Cabrera knocks it down, throws to second for one. Double play not attempted. A great slide. Clean, but creating some contact was Gonzalez to break up the double play. Hendry will reach on the fielder's choice. Rules throughout MLB and MILB a few years ago to avoid contact slides. Rules that players have to slide in line with the base path, slide directly into the bag. And as D.B. Snedal steps into the batter's box, he's called for our first automatic strike of the season. Did not get in the batter's box in time, and he'll start down 0-1, men on the corners. Nadal takes a wild hack at a high fastball, catches a piece of it, tips it into the glove of Ricketts for strike two. Davies calls time, adjusts the batting gloves, taps his helmet and digs back in. Back foot riding the edge of the chalk line, back towards the catcher Ricketts. 0-2, two out, men on the corners for Bradenton. The pitch from Cabrera will have to wait. A pickoff throw to first. Hendry back with a dive. No tag applied. Plenty of time for the Marauder catcher to get in there safely. Nadal with an RBI and an 0-for-2 night thus far. The 0-2 pitch to him. Fly ball to right field. That one ranging into the gap. And under it with plenty of time is Fergus to make a head-high catch for the third out. The Marauders pick up no runs. After a pair of hits, no errors charged against the Threshers. Bradenton strand a pair. We've played seven at Lecom Park. Marauders 3, Threshers nothing the score. We'll be right back for the final two on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going? Jimmy's out. Next in.
Hello and welcome back to MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pokorny, your voice of the Marauders, here with you as we enter the top half of the eighth inning. 3-0 Bradenton the score. Owen Kellington's first offer of the frame, a fastball upstairs to Jordan Vyers in the count 1-0. Vyers 0-for-2 tonight, struck out and reached on a fielder's choice. Kellington starting his third inning of work, and his 1-0 pitch at the knees for a called strike in the count 1-1. Vyers seemed confused by the call, but digs back in for the 1-1 on its way here. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike two, well thrown on the outer half by Kellington. He has picked up right where Thomas Harrington, the starter, led off in this one. Kellington has retired the first six men he's faced, all six, I should say, rather. His 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, foul, bouncing down the third base side. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. Six batters faced a strikeout. Four ground outs and a pop out forced by Kellington. Is 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Punch out number two of the night for Kellington. And out number one here in the top half of the eighth inning as the Marauders march one step closer to that opening night victory. Otto Kemp, the third baseman, into the box now for Clearwater. 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. He waves and misses at a well-thrown fastball located just on the black of the outside half of the plate for strike one. Marauders infielders playing deep up the middle. Breaking ball slips out of the hand of Kellington, misses well upstairs in the count even at one apiece. Batter Kemp takes a breaking ball in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Kemp, a native of Capistrano Beach, California. The 2-1 pitch to him. Fastball in the dirt. 3-1 the count now. Kellington having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone here in this at-bat. At risk of allowing his first base runner of the night. The 3-1 from the right-hander. Fastball misses up above the letters. Ball four. And it took 7 1/3 of an inning for the Marauders pitching staff to walk a batsman, but still no false thing can be said about how great Thomas Arrington and Owen Kellington have combined tonight on the mound for Bradenton. Man on first now for Cade Fergus. He's 0-2. Kellington overthrows a fastball in the dirt to him. Hendry does a great job to drop and block, corral the ball, and keep the runner at bay on first. It's ball one, 1-0 with one away. Top of the eighth inning with Bradenton up 3-0 here on opening night of the 2023 Florida State League season. The 1-0. Fastball driven deep to left field, ranging back on it. And unable to make the catch as Bishop, he crashes into the wall. The ball falls at his feet on the warning track. Being sent home and scoring, standing up, is Otto Kemp. A RBI double for Cade Fergus. Records the first run of the night for the Clearwater Threshers. Got a breaking ball about belt high and made no mistake about it. Braylon Bishop gave it one heck of an effort in left field. Could hear him crash into the padded wall all the way from my broadcast position, which is a good, say, nearly 400 feet away. Wyatt Hendry calls time to talk to Owen Kellington, now joined by the Marauders infield and Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford heading out there now as well. Kellington did not allow a base runner on until that one-out walk surrendered to Kemp, and then RBI double there. Kemp having a lengthy chat with his infield and pitcher-catcher duo. Ford was a pitching coach in the Florida Complex League last season. His 10th year as a coach within the Pirate organization. Was in Greensboro in 2021 with the High A Grasshoppers. Was here in Bradenton in 2017-18 as the pitching coach. And back in the days of the Appy League with the West Virginia Power. Played 10 seasons of pro ball, 1 year in the majors with the Brewers in 03. Powwow concluded on the mound, though. Kellington's first pitch breaking ball to the nine-spot man, Eric Brito, is taken for strike one. No balls and a strike to Brito. He's 0-2 tonight. A strikeout and an infield pop-out for the 9-spot man. Kellington checks second as 0-1. Fastball fouled back towards the booth. I instinctively, of course, raise my hand to catch it, but I'm covered on all sides by netting now with the new Major League rules. Goes down as strike number two. Kellington trying to bounce back after the RBI double. 0-2, one away, runner on second. Marauder righty set just above the belt. The pitch home. Bouncing ball towards third, charging onto it. Brannigan, going to be a tough play. Throw not in time. Looks like they might have had a chance to get him, but Mojica, the first baseman, pulled himself off the bag pretty early before the play was made. But regardless, the nifty glove work by Brannigan and a hard charge keeps the runner at second and stops him from advancing 90 feet closer to picking up the second run of the night for the Threshers. An infield single for Brito. Back-to-back hits for Clearwater. Justin Crawford, the top of the order, takes a fastball outside, 1-0. Left-hander loosening in the Marauder bullpen down the right field line. Ball, no strikes and one away. Kellington comes home. Fastball in the outer half, well met with the glove by the catcher Henry for strike one. Count even to Crawford, 1-for-3 tonight, a single and a pair of ground outs for the number four prospect in the Phillies organization. 1-1 pitch to him, a wild swing, slashes the ball off the end of the bat towards the backstop for strike two, and Kellington a strike away from picking up a crucial second out here in a bit of a tight spot in the top of the eighth inning. One run surrendered just far in the frame. Bradenton still up 3-1, tying run on first for Clearwater. Kellington misses way upstairs with a fastball. Hendry was quick to spring out of the stance and snare it. Count even at two apiece. Kellington looks in, rests the glove on the front hip, now comes set, hands at the letters, the 2-2. Breaking ball, chopped towards third. Brannigan makes a great high hop play. On to second for one. On to first. Not in time and thrown away. Runner's going to come home. Crawford advances to second. Mojica can't find his footing or collect the baseball. And what looked like a chance for an inning-ending double play ends up as a RBI reach on a fielder's choice for Crawford. It was a great play by Brannigan. Waited on a really high hop, met the ball about a foot above his head with a little bit of a leap, a great sidearm toss to second. The throw to Mojica was a bit low and got all the way towards the padded wall on the right side and ends up scoring a run for Clearwater. Kellington's first offering now to Brian Racone. Crawford standing on second now. Misses well upstairs, 1-0. Ball and no strikes, two outs. Tying run in scoring position for Clearwater here in the top of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball from Kellington at the knees. Gets the call from home plate umpire Shea Graham for strike one, and the count even at one apiece now. Crucial pitch to even up the count for Kellington. The righty sent the 1-1. Breaking ball. Misses low, 2-1. Kellington looking in for the signs from Hendry. Tying run on second for Clearwater. Rodder, right-handed reliever, comes set. The 2-1 pitch to Rincon. Breaking ball right down the middle. Loops in there for strike two to even things up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a man on second. Deuces wild here to Brian Rincon. Kellington trying to escape the top of the eighth with the Marauders still in the lead. The pitch on its way. Fastball up above the shoulders and the count full. Crawford with great speed here in the full count with two away. Would not be shocked to see him take off from second base. He's taking an unopposed leadoff. Rivas feints behind him, the Marauder shortstop. Full count, two outs. The payoff pitch in the top of the eighth. Fouled off, will do it again. Rincon stays alive as one dribbles towards the Marauder dugout. First real pressure point the Marauders have faced defensively tonight. Kellington trying to battle his way to the home half of this inning with the score still reading 3-2. The full count pitch again. Hard hit ground ball towards second. Castillo with a letter high hop and a gentle toss on to first with plenty of time for out number three. Kellington surrenders a pair on two hits here in the top half of the eighth inning in air. And one man left on. We head to the home eighth. Bradenton 3, Clearwater 2. Quite a finish on our hands when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th, as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, swing, batter, swing. Swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, batter, swing. Yeah. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni, with you here as we enter the bottom half of the eighth inning. Bradenton holding on to now just a 3-2 lead. Alexander Mojica leading off, 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts and a walk. First pitch to Mojica, fastball at the knees for strike one. A 1 offering. This is away in the count, even up at one apiece now. Alex Rao, the new arm on the mound for Clearwater. More on him in a second, the 1-1. Mojica fouls off a breaking ball for strike two. Ball and two strikes to Mojica. Rao, the Hope Sound, Florida native, trying to set down the Marauder first baseman here to start the home eighth. The 1-2 pitch. Mojica takes, watches a breaking ball low, evens up the count at two apiece. 2-2. Rao out of the windup. The rock step and the pitch home. Mojica fights one off to the backstop. Foul for strike two to hold the count with two strikes, I should say. 3-2 score, 2-2 pitch to Mojica. Fouls off a breaking ball to stay alive once more. The third-year Marauder putting up a battle here in his fourth plate appearance of the evening. Rao set the 2-2 again. Mojica takes down low in the count full. It's getting to that point where you start thinking to yourself, has he earned his way on base here? Eighth pitch of the at-bat to Mojica, the full count offering. On its way from Rao. Broken bat, line drive, foul down the third base side. Mojica fights another one off, but will have to grab a fresh bat from the Marauder dugout. As we approach exactly the two-hour mark in tonight's game, as Mojica grabs a fresh bat, scores from around the Florida State League. St. Lucie leads Daytona 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Jupiter with a 2-0 lead against Palm Beach on the road. And Lakeland leading Tampa 7-4 in the eighth inning up at Steinbrenner Field. The full count again to Mojica. Fights one off to right. Ball will hang up just enough for the right fielder Fergus to make the play for the first out of the inning, but a great bat from Mojica. Saw nearly 10 pitches in that stretch. Those are the at-bats. If you're a coach, it's not resulting in a base hit. It's not adding to run production, but it's progress in terms of the mindset and approach at the plate of a hitter. As Jesus Castillo to the plate now. The hot bat tonight takes the first pitch, 1-0. He's 2-for-2. Switch hitter now batting lefty. Has been hit by a pitch and picked up singles tonight. Bunted his last time to reach. He takes a off-speed pitch in the dirt. 2-0 the count to Castillo. You could see it coming. 352 hitter with 21 batted in the Complex League last year. The 2-0 takes a fastball up and away. Called strike one. Castillo goes to the handle of the bat. Applies some more pine tar. Feints a check swing and digs back in. 2-1, one away. Bags empty. Marauders up one here in the home eighth. Pitch on its way from Rao. Castillo takes fastball up above the belt, and the count 3-1 now. Hitter-friendly count to the hot bat of the night for the Marauders. Rouse 3-1 home. Castillo takes up and away, ball four. He's reached on all four trips to the dish tonight. Keeps the line moving and brings up Braylon Bishop. Bishop 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out looking in the second, walked in the fourth, and grounded out his last trip in the sixth inning. Marauders' lead stands at one. They love some insurance before sending this thing to the bullpen. Wild swing and a miss from Bishop at a fastball for strike one. Texarkana, Arkansas native. Went to Arkansas High School. Selected out of high school by the Pirates. 0-1 pitch to him. We'll have to wait. Pickoff throw to first. A tight play at the back. Castillo back, though, without a shadow of a doubt. Rao looks in. Comes set at the belt. The 0-1 pitch to Bishop. Bishop takes outer half. Called strike two. Doesn't like the call. Marauders have used their challenge chances, though, and come up unsuccessfully too often tonight. No balls, two strikes, one away. Rouse set at the belt, the pitch. Bishop watches a rock skipper bounce into the glove of the catcher. Ricketts for ball one. Watch that one all the way and saw it out of the hand that it was going to be coming up short and held on to the barrel. Ball and two strikes to the Marauder left fielder now. Castillo leads off first. He had 9 stolen bases last year in the Complex League. Ball gets by the catcher. Ricketts breaking ball in the dirt. Castillo jogs up to second on the wild pitch. Second time he's advanced on a wild pitch tonight. Scored back in the fourth inning on a wild pitch out of the hand of Wilkinson. 2-2 the count now to Bishop. An RBI opportunity. Bishop digs back into the left-handed batter's box. Castillo takes a conservative lead off second. Rouse set at the belt, checks the 2-2. Bishop late at the high fastball, up and away for strike three and out number two. Flips it back to the top of the Marauder batting order and brings up Emmanuel Torero. Torero 0-for-2, a pair of ground outs, a pair of walks. Has collected an RBI, though. On a bases loaded walk back in the fourth inning. Base hit would likely bring in an insurance run for the Marauders here with the speedy Castillo on second. First offering to Torero. Slashes one foul. Crashing into the sheet metal paneling on top of the overhang of the third base side grandstand. Drew some oohs and ahs from the fans in attendance. No balls and a strike to Torero. Infield shifted slightly to the first base side for Clearwater. Alex Rao, the righty, set. Is no ball, one strike pitch. Breaking ball dances just off the outside corner. Well watched by Torero and taken for ball one. Rao comes set at the belt. 1-1, two away. Castillo on second, the pitch. Torero watches a fastball in the inner half, takes it for strike two, nods his head as the home plate umpire makes the call. Rao looks in, pressure point in the game here. Marauders trying to pick up an insurance run. The 1-2 home. Torero, ground ball up the middle. They had him shifted perfectly, bobbling it and making the throw at the second go-around is Rincon to retire the side. 8 innings played here at Lecom Park. Marauders 3, Clearwater 2. The score, Bradenton trying to close it out on night one when we return on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Marauders at Lecom Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Freshwater and relief.
Hello and welcome back to MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you. As we enter the top of the ninth inning, Bradenton up by a run, trying to close it out in the first pitch of this top half. Misses well upstairs for ball one, 1-0 to Caleb Ricketts. 3-4-5 in the inning for Clearwater. Next pitch, a breaking ball at 70 miles an hour. Talk about slowing down the batter. Julian Bosnick grooves that one in there to even it up at one apiece. Bosnick's 1-1 now. Fastball drilled to the backstop. Foul for strike two. Bosnick looking to collect the save here this evening. Has not pitched since 2021 at South Carolina, according to stat sites. His 1-2 pitch is a ground ball drilled up the middle by Ricketts right between second and short for a leadoff single and the tying run on base now for Clearwater. Bosnick, a Pittsburgh native, drafted out of the University of South Carolina in 2022 in the 14th round. Lefty at 6'3", 220. First pitch. Fastball fired in there on the outer half for strike one. Gabriel Rincon at the plate. Has struck out three times in all three trips tonight. 0-1 from Bosnick. Breaking ball looped in there for strike two. Fastball at 91, breaking ball at 71. Good luck trying to decide where your bat speed's going to be at with those two variations. 20-mile-an-hour difference. Bosnick set, 0-2, runner on first, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. It's the golden sombrero for Rinconis Jr. He struck out four times tonight. And that's a huge first out here in the top of the ninth. Marauders two outs away from the win. Bosnick set. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. One ball, no strikes, one out. Bosnick set, checks first, fires a pickoff throw there. Ball and no strikes. Leading off the bag at first is Ricketts, the pitch. Back to the backstop. That one gets away over the head of Hendry. Wild pitch moves the tying run into scoring position. Bosnick and Hendry now going to chat about it on the mound together. With one away. Powell on the bump concluded. Tying run in scoring position for Clearwater. One away in the top of the ninth. Bosnick set. The pitch. Fastball misses outside. 3-0 the count now to Castillo. Jordan Viers waits on deck for Clearwater. Bosnick comes set. The lefty's 3-0. Fastball at the belt, called strike one. Pressure spot for the Marauder closer here tonight. Tying run 180 feet away. Lefty set, hitter friendly 3-1 pitch to Castillo. Fastball misses, low and away, ball four. And the go-ahead run now on base for the Threshers. Fans, if you're with us here, some issues figuring out the audio as Matt Ford heads out to the mound. Julian Bosnick has surrendered a single and a walk here in the top of the ninth, tying and go-ahead runs on base for Clearwater. Matt Ford chatting with his left-hander on the mound now, Marauder pitching coach. Right-hander action now in the Marauder bullpen down the right field line. Home plate umpire Shea Graham out there to break it up. Marauders docked a mound visit. Hopefully that chat 40 has there with Bosnick can help him close this one out. One out, runners on first and second for Clearwater. Marauders leading by a run, 3-2 the score. Bosnick set, check second the pitch. Byers takes, fastball in the dirt, 1-0 the count. Tying run on second, go-ahead run on first for Clearwater. One out, 1-0 the count. Jordan Viers, 0-3 tonight, a strikeout. Reach on a fielder's choice and another K. The 1-0. Fastball misses well outside, 2-0 the count now. Set is Bosnick. 2-0 on its way. Check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire for strike one. Bosnick looks in. Two balls and a strike, one away, comes set. Ricketts leads off second. Castillo on first, the pitch. Fouled off to the backstop, strike two. Good bounce back here from Bosnick. Ground ball to the middle infielders, or to Brannigan at third, could end this game here tonight. 2-2, one away, two on for Clearwater. Bosnick trying to get the save. Lefty at the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball, chopped towards first, foul. And the count holds at two apiece. Giovanni Planchart now playing at first for Alexander Mojica as a defensive replacement. The 2-2 again from Bosnick. Swing and a miss. Give him a shield. He's got a sword. Strike three and out number two. A check swing punch out, and the Marauders are an out away from an opening night win. Hendry stands up, the catcher giving signs to the infielders. Otto Kemp to the plate. He's one for two tonight, a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Tying run on second, go ahead, run on first, two away. Bosnick's first offering to Kemp, protecting a one-run lead. Fastball outer half called, strike one. Energy level starts to pick up here at Lecom Park. No balls and a strike, two away now. Bosnick set at the belt. The 0-1 from the southpaw. Breaking ball fought foul and out of play for strike two. Great catch in the first base grandstand by a fan, and now the Marauders a strike away from an opening night win. Runner on first and second, two outs, one-run lead. Bosnick set, a strike to claim it, the pitch on its way. Misses upstairs, ball one. Bosnick kicks some dirt around his foothold on the rubber. Looks into Hendry, clap going throughout the crowd here in Bradenton. The lefty comes set, 1-2, two away, one-run lead, the pitch. Breaking ball misses upstairs. Ball two. Hendry tried to pull it down with a little Picasso work into the strike zone. Two on, two out, 2-2 count. Deuces wild, top nine. Tying run 180 feet away. Bosnick, a strike away from the save, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Marauders win. The Marauders take the 3-2 opening night win at Lecom Park. And it went right down to the wire. Harrington gets the win. Bosnick with the save. And a great game of baseball all around. Unbelievable job by Bosnick to work himself out of his own little jam there in the top of the ninth inning and claim the save. Bradenton starts exactly where they wanted to leave off last year with a win in a crucial game and were robbed of that chance late due to a weather rainout. And now in front of a couple thousand of our good friends here in Bradenton, the Marauders get the job done on opening night. Game one of 132 done. And if this ball game today is any measure of what we're going to see the rest of the season, we're in for a real treat here in the Florida State League this year. The final stat line tonight across the board. Two runs on seven hits, one error charged against Clearwater. They left five men on base. And for the Marauders, three runs off six hits, one error charged against them. 10 men left on base for Bradenton tonight. Perhaps the only blemish you could pick out of the bunch here this evening for the Marauders. Give McFarland the loss for the Threshers, the hard-throwing righty, touched 100 at certain points of his outing, but was unable to keep runs off the board. Bases loaded, walk to Davies Nadal, the first one that really hurt this Clearwater team back in the first inning. The save goes to Bosnick in his first, by my count, competitive start or outing since 2021 in a game that lasted just 2 hours and 18 minutes. Here at Lecom Park. Marauders move to 1-0. Clearwater drops to 0-1. We'll be back here tomorrow night for game two of this three-game opening weekend stretch. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to call the first game of the season here, my first game in professional baseball tonight at Lecom Park, and I hope everybody enjoyed the broadcast. I know Marauders fans sure as heck enjoyed the outcome. We'll see you tomorrow night. The final once more here from Lecom Park. Bradenton 3, the Clearwater Threshers 2. So long for now on MILB-TV and the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.